and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. House lawmakers are still debating the president's budget bill. They began over 6 hours ago. Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern.
What planet does this make sense that you rob from the people with the least and give to the people with the most? That is the heart and soul of this legislation.
The bill has to make it through the House Rules Committee before a vote can take place. A maintenance worker helped 10 inmates break out of a New Orleans jail. Five of them are still on the run. Correspondent Katie Weiss.
The sheriff here in New Orleans admits this is on her, saying that her staff missed the warning signs.
President Trump announced a new defense project capable of intercepting missiles.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering regulations on AI images, but the federal government could get in the way, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the Assembly for further debate.
Meanwhile, Congress is considering a bill that includes many initiatives from the Trump administration, including cuts to Medicare and tax cuts. Also included in that bill is a provision added by the Republicans that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed onto a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could cause harm. President Donald Trump has already rolled back some AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. Law enforcement in Neillsville is warning that local businesses should inspect U.S. currency carefully, especially $100 bills. Fake bills have been discovered in circulation. At a quick glance, they may look real, but if you examine them, you will clearly see the phrase, "for motion picture use only." It appears across the top on the front of the bill and at the bottom on the back side. Possession of these bills is not illegal, however, attempting to use them as real money is a crime. Be sure to double-check all large bills before accepting them. If you find a fake, hold on to it or call the local police and they will come and collect it. The Nakusa VFW will be hosting Memorial Day services at the Port Edward Cemetery. The service will begin at 10 a.m. on Monday and music will be provided by the Port Edwards High School Band. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles again last night. The final 5-2, thanks to five scoreless innings by starter Logan Henderson. He's now won his first three games as a major league pitcher. That's a new franchise record as he earned a job in the Brewers rotation. Pat Murphy.
No question about it. He's been great every time out. Not just good, great every time out.
That series wrapping up today. NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo in San Francisco attending Google's new products and apps show. Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks, asked, what if Giannis tells the team they haven't done enough to help him win another championship?
Let's just say Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam are told by Giannis, you're not committed to winning. And they turn around and say, we've spent $1 billion. Since 2021. We have no draft picks till 2030. What do you mean we haven't tried to win? You're under contract for two more years. These are not sentimental guys.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have more rain on the way today. In fact, we could end up with another quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down this evening. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
And good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you along on this Wednesday morning, May 21st, 2025, live from Lake Wissota. Coming up in a bit, we're going to talk to our friend Earl Ingram, find out who he's talking to as part of his ongoing projects with Civic Media. We'll get to meteorologist Brittany Merlot in just a bit as well. In our homeroom segment at the bottom of the hour, we will be talking to Eau Claire State Representative Christian Phelps. He's a member of the Assembly Education Committee, so we'll find out if he can give us any kind of substantive update about what Republicans are putting in front of the Assembly Education Committee. Then in our 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Melissa Baldoff with our weekly climate check. And we will be checking in with Devin Remiker, who is a candidate for state Democratic Party chair. He is one of three candidates for state Democratic Party chair, and we will talk to all three candidates over the next 3 days. Devin Remiker, and then Joseph Pecky tomorrow, and William Garcia on Friday, all in our 8 o'clock hour. So tune in for that. They will make their decision on a new state party chair at their convention in Wisconsin Dells in the middle of June. So again, Earl Ingram coming up in just a bit, but first, meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here to once again get all kinds of either abuse or confusion from people that just want to know what happened to spring. Brittany, where did it go?
It went away for a little bit, unfortunately. It feels like fall, almost a little wintry, especially up north. We've got frost advisories again this morning that are in effect until 9 o'clock, pretty much from Hayward to Park Falls and north. Temperatures right now are at 39 degrees into Rhinelander and 48 degrees down south at Kenosha, where it's still raining. A lot of widespread rain still ongoing, especially by Lake Michigan into the Fox Valley. That's going to continue to be moderate as we go through the day today, kind of sprinkling out and lessening out further north. You actually may see some sunshine later while the rest of us stay stuck under those overcast, cloudy, dreary skies with these raw, crisp, cold conditions. Now, winds are not nearly as strong as they were yesterday. They're still a little feisty today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 40s far south and upper 50s far north. You're going to see a little bit more sunshine, so you'll get a little bit warmer up north. Otherwise, widespread rain, all of us pretty much picking up an inch of rain so far, a good 2 inches towards Janesville and Fond du Lac, about an inch and a half at La Crosse, Eau Claire, and into Green Bay, with another inch headed towards the Fox Valley, Milwaukee area, probably another quarter of an inch to a half an inch for the rest of us. And then, last but not least, the sunshine. Where is it for the rest of us? It'll be here tomorrow. Hang in there.
All right, will do. Good morning from Tigerton, writes Rob. It's cloudy, rain, 42 degrees, wind chills 35. We got a half inch of rain so far. He said that he is enjoying his days off from mowing, but after this rain moves out, he will be very busy mowing lawns. Can't complain because it's money-making time. And yeah, once that sun comes out after all this rain, I mean, you talk about the phrase is now watching grass grow. You will literally be able to watch the grass grow.
You could probably get a time lapse of it. That'd be kind of cool.
It would. Rob goes on to say, Leo Sayer was popular in the mid to late 70s. And speaking of Mr. T, you remember watching him on the A-Team in the mid 1980s. He was also a tag team partner with Hulk Hogan and WrestleMania. And of course, Mr. T was in Rocky III back in 1982. So we get a whole 80s cultural visit.
Can
with
I,
Rob from out in Tigerton.
Can I give you a fun fact?
Yes, you can.
I'm friends with his daughter.
What?
With Mr. T's daughter?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, she's a comedian out of Chicago. She's really one. Erica Nicole Clark is her name. She's very, very funny. And there's times when you like meet people who are celebrity adjacent and you're like, I don't want to. I'm sure she gets asked all the time. She will talk for hours about her dad and tell the funniest stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's super wonderful. And he, from what I understand, is a very nice man.
In the 70s, there was a character on All-Star Wrestling called Baron Von Raschke, and he had the claw, you know, and it turned out, I mean, this very feared wrestler, his daughter went to school with my baby sister, and they were friends, and she always said that he was the sweetest dad in the neighborhood, just the nicest guy, but then puts on the outfit and heads into the ring, so, you know, everybody's got their gig, I know. Brittany, thank you so much, we'll talk to you in our next hour.
Thank you.
All right. A note that in our daily newsletter at Up North News, sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. We've got something in there about this being National Bike Month and how they rank various cities in Wisconsin in terms of trails and bike-friendly businesses and supportive employers. There's a link in there as well to a group that ranks some of those most bike-friendly hometowns and organizations. Also new on our website and LinkedIn, the newsletter, the Wisconsin Race Guide for 2025. All the best places to race or run, walk, fun run, 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, you name it. Our Wisconsin Race Guide for 2025 is on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the banner up on top to get our newsletters. Very happy to welcome Earl Ingram to the program now, who, after hosting the Earl Ingram Show for these many years, has been part of some new projects for Civic Media in the same way that Chad Holmes and we're doing much more in terms of local cut-ins, local breaks, local stories, local people. Earl's been doing that for us in Southwest Wisconsin. We'll hear from James Kelly in Northwest Wisconsin a little later on in the program. Earl, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to have you here and finding out the kinds of folks that you've been talking to and the stories that you've been covering. And I wanted to find out more about this series of conversations that you're going to be having with Dr. Howard Fuller for folks not from the Milwaukee area. He was the former superintendent and one of the driving forces behind the original voucher program, which Earl, I don't think I'm being hyperbolic when I say the original school voucher program was very, very different from what the voucher programs have become all across the state, right?
Well, the original voucher program was created by State Representative Annette Polly Williams, Dr. Howard Fuller, and her assistant, Larry Howell, during the time that Governor Tommy Thompson was governor. And it was created because then State Representative Annette Polly Williams and long-term State Representative Annette Polly Williams thought that it was important that poor Black children had an equal opportunity at education. And so she sat down with, again, Dr. Howard Fuller and Larry Harwell, and they created an opportunity for then parochial schools, some of them, to take on Black children who didn't have the economic wherewithal to join the parochial schools to pay for the tuition. And then Governor Tommy Thompson thought it was a laudable exercise, and that's what they did. They created vouchers. It was created solely in the city of Milwaukee. Then President George Bush the first and Scott Walker and others looked at it and thought it was something that they could push across the entire nation, and started pushing it across the state of Wisconsin, and then eventually across the nation, became very popular. And as we see today, it's mushroomed, and certainly it causes havoc to public schools all across the state and all across the nation.
Do you get the impression from talking to Dr. Fuller? I mean, does that lead to any sense of regret, either in the creation of it originally, or that there should have been some mechanism somewhere along the way that would prevent it from metastasizing the way that it has become just a cancer on Wisconsin public education statewide today?
Well, Dr. Fuller will clearly state that what has happened to the vision that they had is not what they envisioned. When you look at the fact that there used to be a time when if you wanted to send your child to a private school, then you did that out of your own pocket. And today, the way things are situated, whether or not you can afford to send your child to a private school, if you can, now taxpayers are saddled with paying for even those who economically don't need the support because of the way it's been jerry-rigged now, vouchers or you know, school choice does not have an impact on, you know, whether or not you are a person who is low income or upper income. We're going to pay all, taxpayers pay for it all.
Sorry, I had myself on mute there. Yes, they most certainly do. And so obviously we will be talking to State Representative Christian Phelps in our next half hour about what's happening on the Assembly Education Committee. But the work for educating students goes on. And so you're also talking to Dr. Fuller about his continued work to help improve reading skills, learning to read amongst Milwaukee school kids. Is that right?
Well, Dr. Fuller, it's not only about Milwaukee school kids. It's okay. The work that he's working on is to address, he thinks that one of the reasons why children, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but across the state and across the nation, reading scores have dropped precipitously. And so this is not something that is solely about Milwaukee children. It is national. And so he believes that teachers don't know how to teach reading anymore. And so he's pushing this new initiative that he's created that will improve the reading scores of children all over this nation.
So that will be a focus of what Earl Ingram is talking to Dr. Fuller about. And you said this is going to roll out over a couple of different parts of conversations that you're going to be having?
Well, that actually is going to start. I'm going to begin the interview process with him on June 3rd. I've done several others, I think, really laudable and worthy interviews with people prior to this. So we're going to be rolling things out shortly.
I mean, I am so looking forward to this, to having the ability to do more of this long form reporting and visits, because there are so many stories that need to be told. There are lessons that need to be learned that, you know, you and the folks that you're talking to are in such a position to make. And we can't get to that from the pinball machine that is the daily news cycle. So I'm glad to get to visit with you about these upcoming conversations with Dr. Fuller. And for folks who follow along with the show, Earl will make more regular appearances on Wednesday mornings, but in the 8 o'clock hour, we had a little extra time today in the 7 o'clock hour. And so we asked Earl if he'd come on and visit and tease what are going to be future weekly visits, much like we do with Chad Holmes, James Kelly, and other friends across the Civic Media Radio Network. And so we are very much looking forward to that, Earl. I appreciate that update. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
All right. I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to getting to visit with Earl on a more frequent basis here. Let's do a little sports first now at 7:19. The Milwaukee Brewers, they had game two of their series with the Baltimore Orioles. Logan Henderson recorded 7 strikeouts in 5 shutout innings. There were home runs from Bryce Terang, Sal Frelick, and Rhys Hoskins as the Brewers beat the O's 5-2 last night. It is the Brewers' first 3-game winning streak in 2 weeks. So hopefully things are falling back into place. The Brewers will play again this morning. It's a day game, 11:35. Coverage begins on several Civic Media stations. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Ohio State, and more. From the first touchdown to the fifth quarter, game days in Madison are packed with excitement, tradition, and unforgettable memories. Seats and tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action next season. Visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seat today. Wisconsin football game day starts here, and we'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. We're talking today with our great friend, Promises Bach, and she is with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Marketing Communications Director. Promise, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thanks a lot for being here today. We appreciate the time as always. Got a bunch of fun things to get into, so we're going to dive right into it. And we're starting with networking at night.
Yeah, so Networking at Night is a monthly event that is hosted by a member business. So our next one is May 19th at Our House Senior Living from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We are going to be having bingo there. It's an activity that'll get people to interact with each other, and the first 4 people who bring their bingo cards up to the raffle desk will get a pair of Rafters tickets for completing that challenge. This one's really, it's a great event for our member businesses to make connections and network with other member businesses in the area. If you're not a member business, this is free for, you know, those that are interested in joining the chamber, kind of get your toes in the water a little bit there and start meeting people and see what things are all about. So it's free to attend. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have snacks. It's going to be great. So just so everybody knows, this one's going to be at our House Senior Living and their 16th Street South location.
I love the location. I love doing something over there and more, even more events like that at our living centers and giving them, for lack of a better word, some action, some stuff going on and everything. That can always be a lot of fun. Yeah. And that's great. It also, the other... Like I always think with the events like this, where we talk a lot about synergy or being able to this business being able to communicate and stuff, but also the other just organic conversations that can happen and information that can be shared and stuff, along with, of course, the friendships that can be made and the amount of other things that happen. I know you guys have been doing this for a long time. And over the years, I've just heard so many stories of people like, oh, I never knew so-and-so. And now we're, you know, Facebook friends and we're talking all the time. And there's so many layers to an event like this that I love that you guys do. And certainly business-wise, if you're a business out there, this is a wonderful opportunity to, like you said, put your, you know, test the water, see what how it feels and everything, and see what the chamber can do for you. And I almost guarantee you are going to be a member. I can't imagine the percentage of people that try this out and then become chamber members. I would bet on that. I would bet on a high percentage. Is this one of those events that even if whether a member or not, you should register for or just show up, promise?
Just show up for this one. It's pretty casual and laid back. Most of the times we just gather around, you know, food and drinks and chat with each other and, you know, mingle about the room. And, you know, last time we had an El Cafe, there was quite a few new faces there. So it was really great being able to introduce other members to, like, you know, some of the members that show up regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great event to attend.
This is also a popular event to everybody. So if you're a business out there hearing this and you're like, oh, that sounds really cool, we want to be in on this. Yeah, we thought of that too at the studio. get in line. There's a long list. And that's I say that with love and respect because it just shows how much we as a community love this event and everything.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to more and more of these. Join us for networking at night, May 19th, 5 to 7 over at our House Senior Living at 2941 16th Street South, right here in Rapids. Yep. Got another Coffee with the Chamber coming up too, promise.
Yep. So this Coffee with the Chamber is our big one. It covers our Wood County Economic Development update. So there's going to be multiple speakers at it covering different topics, like, you know, my boss, Stacey Keevy, will be there covering, you know, updates from the chamber. Mm-hmm. Extension Wood County will be there, the Wood County Planning and Zoning. There'll be updates with broadband updates from Marianne Lippert, updates from child caring, Wood County Health Department. This one is kind of, it got really big because there was such an interest in, you know, hearing all these updates. I mean, I think we do this once or twice a year and it got so large last time that we're no longer able to house it in the chamber boardroom. So we moved it over to the Wood County Jail Courthouse, their new boardroom over there. Mm-hmm. So this is on May 28th from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the county boardroom at the Wood County Jail. Which is, have you been inside there yet? It's beautiful.
No, I haven't been in, but I've seen the pictures. And I know it feels so weird to say, but it is. It is. They did a really, really good job with that. And it's such a gift, really, when you think about it. Now, Sheriff Becker and I and Lance Plimmel and I, we've talked about that new jail endlessly before the getting the funding to the point of it being made to where we are now.
Yeah.
So I don't want to repeat information here necessarily or anything, but this was... this was something that needed to be done. It's for the safety of our officers and the clients and all those things. Mm-hmm. But the add-ons that can happen from this, like you guys being able to there or other businesses, nonprofits being able to use that space.
Yeah.
It's such a good use of space. It's such a smart use of space. And it's a really nice building. That's what I'm hearing. So that's all understandable. I remember in the years you guys have been doing this and how this has grown, to see how this has grown is really cool. It also speaks to how important the event is and how much it means to people and the information here. Almost every one of these guests, actually, I think every single one of the guests have been on the Rapids Report with us at one point or another. And every one of them, great speakers, very intelligent, really know what they're talking about. What an opportunity to be able to hear from one of these individuals, let alone all of them, and you don't have to leave the room.
Right.
They're just right there. It's coming. The information's coming to you. All you got to do is show up. Is this one of those ones that we need to register for, promise?
Yes, this one is registration is free for chamber members, but we do need that registration to track how much coffee we should get.
But it's very important. Yes. I'm not kidding. It's very important.
And then if you're not a member, I think it's like a minimal fee of like $10 to register. This one is it's really great if you're, you know, a business member in the area and you want updates in all of these different areas that can impact your business. You know, I never really thought about how childcare can impact a company, yeah. You know, so and then there's an issue with that in the area. Mm-hmm. So this is if you have concerns with that or have other concerns with like planning and zoning, this is a great one to sit in on and just, you know, even have questions, you can jump in yeah. and ask questions too while you're there.
You know, every one of these people you can reach by email or mm-hmm. phone and that. But again, how often are you going to have just right face to face being able to ask these questions and get that information that much quicker? While also, again, every one of these individuals, great talkers, yes. great, and not only public speaking, but the information they have.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You might not think that your dog or cat food has anything to do with livestock feed, but you might be surprised. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Lara Moody is the executive director of the Institute for Feed Education and Research. It's actually a charity that works on behalf of the feed industry and pays very close attention to what's happening in the pet food space. She says the pet food space is all about upcycled ingredients and today's consumers and their relationship with their pets dictate what ingredients are hot.
What we see from an ingredient standpoint is a movement towards more select, I would say, premium products. If we look at just the top five ingredients, of course, the number one ingredient is poultry and poultry-related products. But something that's doubled in its volume of use since the last report is marine-based products. It's things like salmon and cod, right, that we would have in our diet. And we're seeing those come into the pet food space. But it's also beet pulp and carrots and peas and cranberries and flaxseed, right? And so there's this large number of ingredients that are also starting to show up more and more in pet foods.
Lara Moody is the executive director of the Institute for Feed Education and Research, talking about pet food ingredients. She says about 50% of pet food ingredients come from upcycled materials, but that's also the same place that production agriculture looks for their feedstuffs for animals like beef, dairy, and hogs.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novo Nesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirming more wolf attacks on livestock in northern Wisconsin. This time they have confirmed attacks in Bayfield County as well as Leona in Forest County. That's a look at what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I am Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have more rain on the way today. In fact, we could end up with another quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down this evening. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke.
Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to an author who had her book removed from the high school where she graduated. All the details on the way. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. 7:35 now, live from Chippewa Falls. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Greg Bach is down in Radio Park, where earlier Greg and I were talking to Melissa Kay from our civic media station in Wisconsin Rapids, and we learned from Melissa that she wants to get a pigeon, and all of the accoutrements associated with pigeon keeping. And on the text line, Matt from Germantown asks, is she going to use it to send notes to people?
Yeah.
And that is the challenge I think I would lay out for Melissa. Is this just for a pet companionship, or is there going to be something utilitarian? Are we going to get some value out of this pigeon, you know, besides a potential very small, you know, dinner at some point if the pigeon
I want to make sure this
you.
Pigeon is worth it. Send me messages. She also let us know about the whole pigeon culture, pigeon pants, pigeon mamas, pigeon cages, all the whole thing.
And I just did not know. If she, I just picture her back in Wisconsin Rapids right now going, I can't believe they bought all this. I can't believe pigeon pants. Who does that? We did. We're into it. Hook, line, and sinker. We are totally invested. So, Matt in Germantown, good question. So again, add it to our list, Greg, of things to talk to Melissa about next week as we continue on Pigeon Watch, the Melissa Kay edition.
2025.
All right. Let's turn to our homeroom segment now and talk to State Representative Christian Phelps from Eau Claire, a member of the Assembly Education Committee, and friends of the show will recall joining us quite frequently on behalf of the Wisconsin Public Education Network prior to his election to the Assembly. Representative Phelps, how are you?
I'm great. Good to see you this morning.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here as well. You know what? Before we get into the education aspect of it, maybe your ears were burning, but Dan Schaefer was mentioning you, and we were talking about his column about races to watch, legislators to watch from now through November of next year. In the districts that were close in the presidential race and with new, less gerrymandered maps have led to more competitive races. And maybe Democrats have a chance to even take the majority in the legislature. And obviously you've been noticed right out of the gate, not just for the conditions of the district, but your work ethic and all the knowledge of education that you bring into this race. So I wanted to get your impression on being listed as one of those, you know, races to watch already, whether like me, you know, you become a one and done, well, one term, thanks for serving, moving on, or, you know, if folks there think you've got legs and are going to be around for a little bit, kind of nice to be on a list of people getting a little extra attention, I think.
I guess so. I mean, we got plenty of attention last year because it was really the first chance mathematically that the 93rd had to flip in 14 years because of how gerrymandered it had been. And so people were already kind of watching and paying attention. And I had the privilege and luxury and exhaustion of having a competitive Democratic primary and then a competitive general election. So it was a very busy year and it worked out. And I think our work is not done because, as I'm sure we'll discuss momentarily, we did not quite get the majority. We've gained 10 seats in one swoop. That's pretty good. But there's a pretty hard limit on the amount of policy work you can get done when you work in the minority party in the legislature. And so, you know, I think next year we will have some agenda items to really go back to the voters with and sell. And I think it's going to work out even better for us. But we have to keep the 93rd in our control in order to get that majority and actually get some things done, including investing in public schools, including rural public schools in the 93rd. So I look forward to talking to everybody about that.
Well, and you have a majority that is much thinner for Republicans and yet is still trying to create that illusion of full and total control, rather than seeing, you know, perhaps more bipartisanship than some folks would have expected with more competitive districts, which takes us to the Assembly Education Committee on which you serve. And certainly, I'm sure I framed the question similarly at the start of this session. And how did you think the Assembly Education Committee work would unfold? And I'm going to put it in those same terms again this time around. How much of what you're seeing put in front of you by majority Republicans on the Education Committee is substantive and directly related to improving, you know, education quality in our classrooms versus what I would call sideshows, but other people just might say, you know, issues that aren't as relevant to the direct education of our kids. How would your 30,000 foot view of the committee look so far?
Oh, yeah, it's a busy one. And so we've gotten plenty of content in the first four and a half months here. And it is not substantive. That's my observation. The luxury of being a new person in the legislature is that I can kind of walk around the Capitol with a flashlight and go into nooks and crannies and say, on behalf of the people of Wisconsin, why doesn't anything good ever happen around here? Like, what's going on? And a big part of it is just the agenda setting. So there are proposals introduced that would be substantive, that would help make it easier for kids to learn and teachers to teach in Wisconsin. And here in the 93rd. And then what happens is that the majority decides what moves forward and what doesn't. So, for example, on the Education Committee, we have 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats, which does not reflect the nearly 50-50 legislature. So ungerrymander the maps, gerrymander the committees to maintain your control. And so it was always kind of an open question. Is there going to be more bipartisanship with the closer assembly makeup, or are they going to kind of behave exactly the same way as they did when they had that manufactured one-party rule? So far, they're doing the latter. And so on that committee, we've gotten several full days of bills to hear and then debate and then release, and then they make it to the floor. Those bills have been about things like whether we call our test standards basic or developing. That took many, many hours of taxpayer-funded time. We decided whether teachers should be allowed to use students' pronouns. We have discussed whether cursive should be mandatory, but proposals to do things like invest in school lunches for all and make them and reimburse school districts so that families can spend less on groceries and every single child can be fed at school. That was proposed in January, has not even been given a hearing yet. So the agenda setting by the majority party is one of the main reasons that so little good stuff gets done in the Capitol. If I could shine a light on that for the community, it's not great news, but it is true.
And I would take it a step further and seize on what you said there about some good bills like school lunches for all kids, not even getting a hearing. And so when we talk about a group that still is maintaining the illusion of all-encompassing power, it's one that looks at a bill like that, and they could say, well, let's give this thing a hearing right away. Let's you know, we don't want to pass it. We think, you know, kids getting school lunches is welfare or whatever their position is. But the fact that they won't even give a bill like that a hearing kind of gives away the game and of where they want to keep 100% of their focus, which appears to be on all of these, culture war issues and things like that, rather than anything substantive. But I'll try to be fair here. As you've looked through the budget process, as you looked at what Governor Evers proposed for education, what you would like to see versus what Republicans have done in the Joint Finance Committee, have you been encouraged by anything that you've seen there so far as the budget starts to become put together by Republicans?
I'm so glad you asked that, Pat, because it is a perfectly fair question, and I wish I had a better answer. It's perfectly logical to say, you know, maybe a lot of the important public education issues belong in the budget. So maybe we don't need to talk about standalone bills until after the budget process is over. So the governor proposed the budget bill. And then Wisconsinites were invited to four public hearings at the committee, the Joint Finance Committee, to voice where they stand on that budget bill that the governor had proposed. He had proposed doubling the state's commitment to special ed funding, which is way, way, way below where it needs to be right now, and even further below what they fund private schools at. He proposed increases to per pupil aid. He proposed things like the Healthy Meals, Healthy Kids program, teacher apprenticeship and grow your own programs to address the teacher shortage, and peer-to-peer suicide prevention grants in schools, really important stuff that got overwhelming support at those public hearings before the Joint Finance Committee. Everything I just listed was taken out all at once by the Republicans on that committee after hearing from Wisconsinites in their first executive session on the budget, where they removed 612 items from the governor's budget bill. So at this rate, the bill that they give us as the legislature out of that committee to vote on, the biennial state budget, will not look anything like the budget that the governor proposed. And on education issues, it zeroed out almost every popular proposal that Wisconsinites overwhelmingly said that they actually wanted to see in there.
Which actually presents both an opportunity and a challenge for Democrats, who can either shrug their shoulders and, you know, the voters just get the impression of, well, what are you going to do? You know, they threw it out. That's what they do. They're in the majority, as opposed to now they're on record saying these are good ideas and we don't like them. And so, you know, we Democrats are going to say to those Republicans, these are good ideas and so forth and so on. So, I mean, you've got, even in the setback of having these things thrown out, it seems like you have a messaging opportunity going forward.
Yeah, I think it's really bold for the Republican members of the Joint Finance Committee to do this again. They've done it to the last few budgets Governor Evers put forward, but at that time they had manufactured a 2/3 majority in the legislature. But now they have colleagues like me and many others, 23 new Democrats in the Assembly alone, who represent competitive districts. They themselves represent competitive districts, many of them who didn't before. And, you know, in my case, I represent a lot of rural residents of Western Wisconsin who don't have a private school around. They're not interested in spending their taxpayer funds on private education. Their public schools have had to go to referendum just to stay open. In many cases, the public school district is the largest employer in these communities, and they have a representative who's going to tell them the truth about what's happening in the Capitol and why their public schools are struggling. Republicans haven't really had to face that in recent sessions, so it's awfully bold and dangerous politically for their future to continue to take out popular and much-needed proposals from the budget without further consideration after hearing from people, because now they have colleagues who are going to hold them accountable for it. And frankly, you know, nobody has asked me or anybody else to sit back and use only a fraction of our power here. I think if there's one thing that's clear after the 2024 election and 2025 state of politics at local, state, and federal levels, people want their elected officials to use as much power as they can muster to fight for them. And so, you know, I'm a first-term member. I'm not on the Joint Finance Committee. I'm not the governor. There's a limit to how much power I have, but whatever I have, and however many loud microphones I can find to sort of speak the truth into, I'm going to use it, because that's what people are asking us to do.
Well, and that's what we appreciate having you here on our homeroom segment. And, you know, throughout the course of your work to help people understand, it's not just what's in the final budget bill, but all of this, you know, if you want to call it sausage making, that's fine. But it is important to know that there were some good, healthy ingredients that were set to go into the sausage, and we're getting a whole lot of filler and garbage instead. State Representative Christian Phelps is a member of the Assembly Education Committee and is a first-term Democratic state rep from Eau Claire. Christian, good to talk to you as always. Hope you have a great day.
Yeah, great to talk to you, too. Thanks all for inviting me.
You bet. Take care. Hey, we've got daytime baseball across the Civic Media Radio Network today. It'll be the Brewers versus the Orioles going for the sweep in that series and looking for their first four-game winning streak in I don't know how long. But coverage begins at 11:35 on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, we will be talking to Devin Remiker, one of the candidates for State Democratic Party chair. We'll talk to Joe Zepecki tomorrow and William Garcia coming up on Friday. Melissa Baldoff in our next hour as well. Remember, you can follow my team at upnorthnewswi.com and, of course, mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WIRI's Playmakers. We hope you all are having a great start to your week out there. Thanks so much for joining us over here. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Randy Paul.
Little Toby and Willie for you to start off a Monday Playmaker.
I'm telling you, get you a theme song that you love every time you hear it. Oh. Every time. Never gets old to me. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun today because we not only we got Randy in studio, we got all of you to join us. We're wide open. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away in the Civic Media app. And if you are busy, but you can text, go ahead and text us through the app. We can do that. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Want to send a big thank you to Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods, for sponsoring the hour, Randy. We appreciate them.
We certainly do.
A lot to get to today. I know that you've got some stuff that we're going to talk about, but and we're gonna do at about 4:30. We'll come back. We'll get into the high school coverage that local coverage that Randy has for us. I got some Rafter news that I'm excited about that we'll get to a little bit later in the show. Talk about some baseball, some Brewers, MLB a little bit in the second half of the show here. But I got a couple places I wanted to go to start things off. And first, with the news that's going on with the report earlier today about the Giannis Antetokounmpo. We'll get into that in a moment. But today is also, speaking of the NBA, the NBA draft is today. It'll be at 7 o'clock today. It's taking place in Chicago, Illinois. Get into who has a good chance at the number one pick and all that in a second here. But I'm curious. Please let me know. Call, text. Did you know the NBA draft lottery was today? Because this used to be a big deal when I was a kid. Where the ping pong ball is going to fall and who's going to have that top pick. And, is there a sealed envelope and all this stuff and everything. I'm curious to know if anybody even pays attention to this stuff anymore. I know I do, but I'm crazy. That makes sense, and I would, of course.
Kind of assuming it's not in Green Bay?
Not in Green Bay, not this one, but maybe next time. They should. They should put more events in Green Bay.
Right.
It's some interesting stats about this, and I'll get to, why am I bringing this up in Wisconsin necessarily when the Milwaukee Bucks don't necessarily have a chance at the number one pick. Get to that in a second. Here are the odds for every team. Utah Jazz have the number one odds with 14%, along with the Washington Wizards and Charlotte Hornets, all at 14%. New Orleans Pelicans at 12%. Philadelphia 76ers at 10. The Sixers first round pick is a top six protected. This gets into muddy water. We'll see if they keep it. Brooklyn, then Toronto, San Antonio, Phoenix, Portland, Dallas, Chicago, Sacramento, Atlanta. That is wrapping up your top 14. Those last teams there, very little to no chance of them getting the number one pick. Even the years that the Knicks or the Bulls got the number one pick and there was some talk of a sealed envelope and blah, 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 and all this silliness. Life is just random sometimes, too. I know it sounds interesting and exciting and makes good headlines and everything, but sometimes things just happen.
And, it's just kind of fun to talk about that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what are the odds, the percentages, that an East Coast team will get the
number? I say that with that heavy caveat that if the San Antonio Spurs get the number one pick, yes, everything is fixed, then I will completely change my mind on all of this. It only because of that franchise, having two with David Robinson and Tim Duncan, now getting Victor Wembanyama, and if they get another one pick and are able to bring Cooper Flagg with Victor Wembanyama, no, that's not right. And everything is fixed and I give up. If that happens, more likely you're going to be seeing Cooper Flagg playing in a Utah or Washington jersey. And I think that even if it's Charlotte, I think that's exciting. I think that's fun for the NBA. It's fun for those franchises. This is what the NBA and what sports is built on. A franchise that has no reason for anybody to go to those games, all of a sudden have a reason to go to those games. That's what we hope for out of the draft. And nobody has you can tell that nobody has a perfect way of doing this because every draft with every major sport is done differently. MLB, NHL, NFL, MLB, NBA, all do it differently. And that just shows you how little they have confidence in this and also that they don't know any better way to do this. I also think that there's a part of a fear of trying anything different with the draft, in part because of player contract or, player unions and all unions in general, just the rules that are agreed on and stuff.
Do you have a league that does it the best, in your opinion?
Great question. I actually think that the NFL is a weird way of doing it, but it's the best one there is. Because I don't like rewarding failure. I don't like doing that necessarily. I also see no other way for teams to get better. And not just because of what the general managers or coaches or players do not do on the field, but ownership. And the accountability of that. I got a stat that I was going to wait until Seth was with us, but my stat of the show, Randy, real quick, and we're going to flip leagues here, but we'll come right back to NBA, because this is a good one. Where is it? Yeah, this is a Paul Hackett stat that I heard both they're only repeating. Since 2018, National League, Major League Baseball, the NL League, has spending increase of 36%. So since 2018, the NL has been spending. They've been spending a ton of money. And by contrast, the AL has increased by 8%. Woo. And most of that is because of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not really. Right. Not really. That part is my addition. But because of teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates and that, the only if you're a fan who is truly the only people invested in sports for the, quote, right reasons. I say that as a sports fan. I say that with complete bias. But I don't have any money in this. So I'm coming into it, and I'm doing this out of the true love of the game. I'm not there because I'm being paid to. I'm not talking about the, well, technically I'm being paid to talk about it right now. But the 99% of the sports talk that I do, which is off air, I'm here because I love it. Right. Everybody else has money involved. Players, coaches, owners, all that. We're here because we love it. So the only thing to protect that for the fans, to me, is a system that, you know, you have to take the number one pick. Yeah, you can trade it, all these things, but it's yours to do with what you will. And you're going to have to show your fan base what you're doing with it. So when you're the Pittsburgh Pirates and you grab a Paul Skeens, all of a sudden, even with all that's being said about that franchise, and I just gave you those AL stats, and anytime you feel bad or want to get mad at the Milwaukee Brewers, I don't blame you for them not spending money. I don't blame you getting mad for it. But just take a look at Pittsburgh and how horrible they're running that franchise. Look at the Cincinnati Bengals in football.
Join James and all his guests on Playmakers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 105.5 WIRI.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Another one of the 10 inmates who escaped to New Orleans jail last week has been captured. Five are still on the run. And CBS's Katie Weiss says one maintenance worker has been charged with helping them.
The sheriff says that three other staff members have been suspended, others have been reassigned, and that more staff arrests could be coming today.
House lawmakers are still debating the president's budget bill. They've been at it all night long. Democratic Congressman Rick Larson.
This bill makes the largest cuts to health care access and food assistance in American history.
Sales at Target fell sharply in the first quarter. The retailer warned they'll slip this year as consumers cut back on spending. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Although Target did cite tariffs as a complicating factor in its earnings miss, it also said that the rollback of their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives may have hurt its performance.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here.